Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. Pop superstar and Kansas City native Janelle Monáe stars in Antebellum, a bizarre horror entry with significant social overtones. Monáe plays a slave on a plantation in the Civil War South, or is she a renowned author living today? This well-acted but enigmatic film doesn't make much sense until the final scenes, when the film starts to look like a project that M. Night Shyamalan might have started and rejected. Sitting through the Netflix drama The Devil All the Time, based on the novel by Donald Ray Pollock, could be a certified form of torture. The beautifully acted and lensed drama stars Tom Holland and Robert Pattinson in a sweeping story spanning two generations dealing with religiously conflicted rednecks in post-World War II rural Ohio. It's unrelentingly ugly and violent and filled with loathsome characters. The Devil All the Time falls well short of its lofty thematic goals. Susan Sarandon, Kate Winslet, and Sam Neill lead a potent cast in the talky family drama Blackbird. Dying of ALS, Sarandon decides to get her family together for one last send-off before she commits suicide. It's hard to knock the cast and the filmmaker's intent, but the dialogue sometimes goes over like fingernails on the chalkboard. The easygoing family flick, H is for Happiness, is yet another cute Australian import. Based on the novel My Life as an Alphabet by Barry Jonesberg, it's a sweet-natured story about a precocious 13-year-old girl named Candace who attempts to overcome her family's emotional malaise and mend fences with her unflinching Pollyanna-like optimism. The filmmakers aren't quite able to strike the right balance between serious drama and whimsy, but H is for Happiness is a painless, inoffensive distraction. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!